Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is a special edition of Sell or Die, America's, actually the world's, premier sales and personal development podcast brought to you by me, Jeffrey Gittimer, and my amazing wife.
Jen Gittimer, what's up, guys? Welcome to Sell or Die. Thank you for pushing play today. We are so excited you're here for our special Thanksgiving episode. This is going to be a fun one.
Because it's all about turkey and what a turkey you've been all year and how you can turn into a chicken by New Year's.
Oh, boy.
So, as you know, Sell or Die comes out on a pretty regular basis and tries to help you understand the value of sales and personal development. But it's a holiday, and I'd like you to be thinking about what can you do for your family, of course. And then, because we're in sales, it's what can you do for your customers?
That's right.
What can you do, Jen?
Well, you can do a whole lot. So today, we hope you're having an amazing holiday with your family. And we're going to give you some strategies that we use that you can use, too, to thank your customers, to show your customers that you appreciate them, to show them how much you really care and love them. And we're going to be going through, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 7 tips, depends on
Depends on our brain power.
Yeah, it does. It does. And so let's get into it.
First of all, let's look at the reality. You probably already received a half a dozen Thanksgiving cards and maybe a dozen Thanksgiving messages, all of which say pretty much the same thing. I hope you have a real nice time and enjoy the holiday season and other insincere bullshit.
And they just like sign their name. There's no like actual note other than the one that Hallmark wrote.
Sometimes you'll see a signature, but for the most part, you don't.
Mm.
Yeah, people think, well, let me get my card in early so I don't have to send a Christmas card.
I don't like it. I don't know. I mean, we do get some personalized notes, but for the most part, like,
it ain't what I want, just, and we don't save them. There's nothing memorable about it.
No.
So what are you doing that would separate you from the people you hate, your competitors, and make them hate you because you have gotten this personal message to your customers that they brag about, that they talk about, that they can't say grace over because it was so cool. And it doesn't have to be a big expense. You know, you have to buy them a bottle of Jack Daniels or something. Yeah, we're talking about things that are relatively free so that you've made some kind of mark in the relationship.
And here's the thing, you know, we follow John Ruland's stuff, and he wrote the book Giftology. And he says, don't send a gift between Thanksgiving and Christmas because it's going to be get lost with all the other gifts that are going out. You're not going to be able to stand out or make yourself memorable. And so we're giving you these strategies right now, but we want you to save this and use this as something you can plan. Like, we're not giving you these strategies to use today on Thanksgiving. We're giving you these strategies today because it's top of mind and saying, here's what we do. Go make a plan to implement this for January.
And we want to thank you for being our diehard listener. And the best way we can do it is give you something that's valuable.
Hell yeah. So thank you. All right. So one of the things, Jeffrey, you're talking about like doing something that's memorable, that separates you. So there's different mediums to deliver your message.
Yeah. The best one, of course, is video because YouTube is pretty popular. TikTok is pretty popular. Facebook video is pretty popular. You might want to jump on the bandwagon.
If you look at your engagements on, let's say, like a Facebook business page, I can almost guarantee that your top engagements are going to be with any video that you posted over any other type of post, an image, a text, you know, anything like that. People love video because they can feel your connection. They can feel your sincerity. They can feel your authenticity. They can't feel that as much in an email.
Agreed. And you might want to try Hippo Video because it's what we're using.
Yeah.
HippoVideo.io is the, and it's all one word, Hippo Video. And give yourself a shot at making your own video of thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't like the first two or three. It's only going to take you 5 minutes to learn the program. I texted a link to one of my customers yesterday, and literally they said, oh, within 5 minutes I made the video. And sent
I love it.
And he sent it to me.
I love it. So you guys, Jeffrey sent out a video message in his e-zine. So make sure you're subscribed to his email newsletter because he sent a video message.
Yeah.
I'm doing video messages on, and that brings us to the next point, on Instagram stories, on Facebook. You know, make sure you don't just have to thank your customers on email. You can thank them on Instagram. You can thank them on Facebook, there's all on YouTube, there's all different mediums to do it.
Think about going to a farm, taking a selfie video with a turkey, and you sit down and say, hey, as usual, I'm surrounded by a bunch of turkeys. And you sit down and you go, hey, guys, what's for dinner? Oh, wait, it's you.
Oh.
And I promise you,
all the vegans and vegetarians out there are like, wah, wah. Yeah.
But that video is going to get reshown.
Yeah.
That I'll guarantee you that's a reshower.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to think about from a standpoint of your own creativity and go back and look at my creativity module that I did just a little while ago from the 7figuresalesformula.com. You can just go there and check it out. But the bottom line for you is, what are you doing that's going to say something that is memorable for your customers or valuable?
The other thing is, like, people will save a video forever. People will save a really nice message on a handwritten card forever.
Yeah.
They will. I just got a file, like a USB drive it was labeled memories. And I opened it up from my parents and I opened it up looking at what's inside. And last night I'm seeing like all the camp letters I sent to them, like literally every single one. They even saved the envelopes and they everything was scanned in. It's an 80 gigabyte drive. There's a lot to go through. But literally, like, people will save a handwritten note forever. And so what kind of, I know we've gotten away a lot from the mail, but like, what are you putting in the mail that makes your customer smile, show it to someone else, and save it? The three S's. I like that.
Smile, save.
Show it to someone else, and save it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you can also, if you know them well enough, you can text.
Yeah.
But I would not text on Thanksgiving. I would either text the day after Thanksgiving or like a Black Friday kind of text because people are out there shopping and they're hassling because they can't find a damn parking space in the parking lot because the mall's full and depending on where you are, this is going to be like the winter storm of the decade. So if you're in the upper Midwest, you're screwed.
And just a reminder, like, yes, text right now because you don't want to look like an asshole not texting, but January people, February people, March, text your customer out of the blue to just say how much you appreciate them. I promise it's going to go a long way.
Write that tip down, you guys. Don't look like an asshole. That's a huge...
Words of wisdom from Jen. Don't look like an asshole.
New York. That's a New York tip. You know, hey, jackass.
I hope there's no kids in the car. If they're, if they are, I apologize.
Okay, so for me personally, I have for years told people to give a referral and do it. You don't have to do it during the holiday season, but you have to give referrals. If you do it during the holiday season, you can say something like, rather than give you some silly gift with my name on it, I thought I would give you something that could put money in your pocket. And you can start the new year with a sale because this person wants to do business with you. And if you do that, I can promise you it's going to get talked about. It's going to get used. It's going to get engagement and it's going to put money in your bank. Think about the value of what you can give to someone that costs nothing but your time, but creates immense value for the person on the other end, the receiver, the customer, your loyal follower.
Yes, 100%. All right. We hope you have a very enjoyable and fun Thanksgiving.
It's such bullshit about Thanksgiving, man. But have an
enjoyable...
You guys,
it's one freaking meal.
Yeah.
Watch Skinny football. Tastes better.
Watch football. Have some gravy. Break your diet.
Oh, my God.
If you're missing stuffing, go to Whole Foods. They have the best Southern stuffing ever on the planet.
Do they?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I've been the last two times I bought chicken, I couldn't stand it. I had to get the stuffing.
Oh, my God. All right. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to sell something.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
Oh. You know, I didn't even hear it. And I'm Jeffrey Gluckow. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there and have a good holiday, even if your ass falls off.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.